The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to share a story with you. I want to share the story with you of a young English baby called Alfie Evans. You may have heard of this story. It's tragic. Well, in May 2016, young Alfie Evans was born to his parents. He's born perfectly healthy. But apparently in the first 5, 6, 7 months of the baby's life, there's certain milestones that are for developmental issues they need to hit. But young Alfie doesn't hit them. Around December 2016, he catches a chest infection, which causes seizures. And he's taken to a local hospital in Liverpool, and he's put on life support. Sadly, young Alfie has been in the hospital ever since. In July 2017, his father, Tom Evans, says he's seeking US treatment for his son. And he hopes Charlie Gard, if you remember the story of poor old baby Charlie Gard, went through similar situations in the UK, and he had a right to die with dignity, and eventually they turned off his life support machine and he died. But he's hoping that their supporters will help, because it's claimed that the doctors in the Liverpool hospital want to turn off young Alfie's life support. So they decide to go to mediation with the hospital and looking to find a way forward to not have to go to the legal route, you know, bring them to court. Doesn't really work out. Around December 19th, Mr. Evans claims publicly that his toddler is letting him know that he wants to live, even though the doctors are saying he has no quality of life, he has a right to die with dignity, need to switch off his life support machine and let him go. It all goes to the High Court in February. It goes to the High Court in Liverpool, where the hospitals reveals during the case that the parents smuggled in a German doctor in a bid to stop the life support machine's been from switched off. They then tell the High Court during the case that, you know, Alfie is not responsive, he's not conscious, he's not aware of his surroundings, and he cannot be cured. He's also then told in the court case that, you know, there's no hope for recovery, and that, you know, he's dealt with catastrophic issues to the brain from a condition that's horrible and it's horrific. The justice then rules, goes through all the court proceedings, listens to everything, and the court decides, you know what, the doctors have a right to stop treating young Alfie. Obviously, as you can imagine, your parents are devastated by this. They're, my baby, he has a chance, he's telling me he wants to live, you're telling me you want to kill him, you want to switch off his life support machines. I'm telling you, we have to give it a chance. We have to give it an opportunity. Life is precious. So he decides to appeal the decision. He's saying the doctor should take a step back. Well, in March 1st, 3 judges decide to hear the case. It goes through the appeals process. And again, the end result is the same. Doctors decide, or the court decides, the doctors have a right to end Alfie's treatment and effectively let him die. Well, things escalated. And if you're following this story, you heard Pope Francis got involved. Pope Francis sent out a tweet saying that he hoped that people come to their sense that, you know, young Alfie gets the care he needs. Well, just this week, on Thursday, there was a major standoff between Alfie Evans' parents and the hospital, and the police got involved. You see, they decided, and they had an offer of a private jet. They decided to discharge young Alfie Evans, or try to discharge young Alfie Evans from Liverpool Hospital, saying, you're not going to treat him, you're not going to cure him, you want him effectively to die, we're going to take him elsewhere. And they'd organised a jet, and he was going to go to a Vatican Link hospital in Rome for diagnosis and possible treatment. There was a chance, there is a hope. Well, sadly, this doesn't, as of recording, doesn't have a happy ending. Because can you imagine this? Put yourself in this situation where, you know, you have a young boy, you have a kid, and all you want to do is try and help him. Give him every chance of success. Even if it's prolonging his life another day, another week, another year. Give him that opportunity. Because who knows, we are living in a world where medicine advances on an hourly and daily basis. There may not be a cure right now. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the ins and outs of his disease, and I'm not qualified to make that assumption. But it might be a cure or a potential cure tomorrow, next week, next month. We have to give him that chance, that opportunity, even if it's a 0.0000001% chance of hope. Life is worth it. Life is precious. So his family decide to take him out, to try and take him out. They even get a Christian legal center. They asked him, am I entitled to discharge him from the hospital's care? And they said, yeah, absolutely. It would be legal for you to do. Well, the doctors didn't agree, and the police didn't agree. Imagine put yourself in the father's shoes, and you go to try and discharge your son, and a policeman, an English policeman, tells you, if you touch him, you can be arrested for assault. Now, I can tell you, if this was me, I don't have kids, but putting myself in that situation, I'm not going to be stupid enough to tell you how I would react or what I would do, but I wouldn't have reacted as calmly as his parents did. There was a big demonstration Thursday night outside the hospital where people were supporting this family, saying, let him go, let him get on this jet, let him get every opportunity for treatment. They came out and said, sadly, Alfie won't be going anywhere tonight, but there's always tomorrow. They seem determined to get him out. I share this story with you because this story is starting to become mainstream. This story is starting to become popular. And sadly, it's starting to become a recurring theme. Do you own your child? Are you the guardian of your child? Or is the state the guardian of your child? It's easy to take this off on a rant about socialized medicine, about the overarching state. But we need to have conversations. Because honestly, America, I say this as an outsider. If we don't start having conversations, and especially if you don't start having conversations, you will wake up one day and this will be your country. And you will be powerless to stop it. Now is the time to start talking about principles. Now is the time to start talking about freedom. And now is the time to make the argument that life is precious. Life is worth fighting for. Life should be given every opportunity because life is a gift from God. Please share this and bring highlight to the story and the plight of young Alfie Evans. And maybe this time, with God's blessings and God's luck, we might have a more favourable outcome than what happened to young baby Charlie Gard.
Freedom versus freebies. This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn
on the Blaze Radio Network.